We're at the very bottom of Yudzayin and Beis. The Gemara is going through the Seder of Shemona Esrei. So the Gemara is up to now four lines from the bottom. The Chevin Shekalu HaPoshim. So once Kadosh Baruch Hu has wiped out all the poshim, Mr. Memes Karen Tadikim, he raises, he elevates the Karen, the horn, the crown of the Tadikim. Dechsev V'chol Karnei Rishayim Egadeya. I'm of the Rishayim. Tiromna Karno Tzadik. Tzadik, I'm going to elevate the crown, the horns of the tzaddikim. V'cholo gerei tzaddik ima tzaddikim, and we include, along with tzaddikim, we're also going to include the gerei tzaddik, gerim, included in this pasuk. As we know, we mentioned in the bracha, we say gerim as well. Shenemar mipnei seva takum, v'adarta pnei tzaddikim. Pasuk talks about a person supposed to show honor to his elders and show honor to tam chacham. V'samechla, right next to that pasuk, which refers to what the Gemara calls tzaddikim, it says v'chiyagritchem ger, and a ger lives among you. So you see, you're supposed to include the gerim along with tzaddikim. That's why they're both mentioned in the pasuk. V'heichan misomemes karnam, and where exactly are the keren of tzaddikim going to be elevated? B'yushalayim shenemar shalu shalom yishlam yishlo avayach v'chemin. So in this pasuk is, I guess, next to the pasuk of tzaddikim. I'm not sure. This is Tilm. So how do we know that this is referring to the elevation, the elevating of tzaddikim?
No, now it's explaining what Bona Yerushalayim is.
But I thought the question was where is the elevating of the tzaddikim going to take place? In Yerushalayim. You're right, it's Bona Yerushalayim, but somebody's supposed to tell us why that's the next, very next bracha.
Because that's where the tzaddikim are going to be. It segues from the tzaddikim to Yerushalayim.
Question is why? What the pasuk is supposed to serve as a proof? So what they're explaining down here is that based on the Marsha, that the Ohavayich mentioned the pasuk is referring to the tzaddikim. They're the ones who love Yerushalayim, so that's why the next pasuk of Bonei Yerushalayim appears. Now, v'chaven shenivnes Yerushalayim ba David, and after built the Beis Hamikdash, rather Yerushalayim is rebuilt. So then ba David, shenemar David comes achar yeshuvu bnei Yisrael. So after Bnei Yisrael will return, in this case return to Yerushalayim, then they'll seek out David Malcolm. This is a reference to Mashiach when David. Once David comes, or really Mashiach comes, Basa Tfila comes along with Tfila. I'm not sure what that means, comes along with Tfila. I guess maybe Tfila is going to be more effective, maybe. Shenemar. The bracha of Shemar Tfila comes. Okay. Shenamar Vaviosim El Harkachi, I'll bring you to the mountain, Visimachem Ves Tfila, and I'm going to be rejoiced with you in the house of Tfila. So you see that Tfila is the very next bracha after the coming of Mashiach. Now the Chevin Shabbos Tfila, once Tfila, the bracha of Shemaya Tfila comes, Ba Voda, the bracha of Ritzei, Shenamar Olosem Vizivchem Liratzon Al Mizbechi, the very same psukim here in Yeshaya, that the next thing comes is the Ratzon Mizbechi, that's a reference to the bracha of Ritzei of Avoda. V'chevin shebas avoda, bas atoda, the next thing comes modim, shenemar, zoveach toda, yechabdid nani. So we have a connection here of the zoveach, the bracha of ritzein avoda, to the bracha of toda, that of modim. So then Gemara wants to know, ma ro lomar birkas kohanim, why do they feel necessary to place birkas kohanim after modim? So the Gemara says, achar hoda, right? So dechsiv, Vayisa Aaron es yadav al ha'am, and Aaron lifted up his hands. Vayivarchem, he blessed them. Vayevred maasos hachatas va'ul vashlamim, and came down so from when he came down from finishing, he did all this after he had completed all the karbanos of the chatas of the olah of the shlamim. So you see that the birkas karm only takes place after the karbanos. So the Gemara says next. That it's interesting that in Birkas, when you learn the sugya's Birkas Kohanim, there are a lot of machlokasim, and usually machlokas depends on how you understand the nature of Birkas Kohanim, either because Birkas Kohanim is a tefillah or it's an avoda. So just as an example, everyone agrees that a person who's drunk can't say Birkas Kohanim, but how much wine makes a person drunk? So some Rishonim say, well, just like the avoda says the Rambam, whatever the shear of a drink. Of drinking wine passes a kohen from doing avoda. That's the same drinking the shear of a revius that disqualifies a kohen from doing birkas kohanim. The Tosafot increases says no. It depends on whatever makes you drunk in regards to tefila. It's all about tefila. So is tefila the nature of birkas kohanim or is it avoda? You see from the very placement of birkas kohanim, it's in tefila, but it's next to the avoda. Sounds like both elements are really true. So the Gemara says now. So after establishing that Birkas Kohanim comes after the Bracha Avoda, Ema Kodem Avoda, maybe really Birkas Kohanim should come before Avoda. Gemara says, L'saka Daitach, a person wouldn't think that. The Chassid Pasuk says, Vayered Me'asas Hachatas, that Aaron only gave the Bracha after he completed, from coming down from completing the Bracha of the Karbanos. Gemara says, Miksiv Lasa, does it say when he was coming to do the Avoda? No, Me'asos Chassid, that he already had done the Avoda. So we see that Birkas Kohanim comes after the Avoda. V'leimra, so Achar Avoda, so maybe it should be said after Avoda, before Modem, though. Why are we waiting until after Modem? It should be between Ritzei and Modem. Why after Modem? What's, the Gemara says, L'chusaka Dadach, a person wouldn't think that, because Dichsiv Zovech Todah. That pasuk tells us that Avodah, the Modem has to be right next to Ritzei. So since we can't break up Zevach and Todah, we can't break up Ritzei and Modem, so we're forced to push off Birkas Kohanim yet another bracha until after the bracha of Modem. So my chaz is the Samcha Sahai, Samcha Hai. This question comes up a few places. It comes up by Eden Zomim, a phrase that Gemara's used. So why do we rely on the pasuk that says Todah has to be right after Zevach, rely on the previous pasuk that says that the Birkas Kohanim has to be right after Yalev Odeh? Why is one pasuk greater than the other pasuk? Gemara explains, Mestav, we're going to use logic here, because Avodah v'Hodah Chada Milsi, a very important concept, that Todah and Avodah are both the very same idea that's behind them. So Rashi explains, Chada Milsi, this is two lines from the top of Rashi, Af Hodah Avodah Shemakam, that's also considered an Avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So says the Gemara now, Marel Lomar Sim Shalom Acher Birkas Kohanim. So why does Sim Shalom come last, after Birkas Kohanim? The pasuk says in Parshas Naso, "V'samu es shmi al bnei Yisrael, v'ani avarchem." Place my name on bnei Yisrael, and I'm going to bless them. So this is how Kadosh Baruch Hu blesses Klal Yisrael through the avenue of the Kohanim. So habracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu shalom. What's the bracha of Hashem? It's shalom. Shenemar Hashem yivarech es amo v'shalom. So we see that after Kohanim give the bracha, through that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give his own bracha, which is going to be shalom. So it's only after Birkas Kohanim do we say sim shalom. Okay, so after establishing the very lengthy Gemara about the order of the brachos, the Gemara asks now, "V'chim me'acher the mei of esrim zekanim, who mehem kama neviim tiknu laf tefila." After establishing that 120 zekanim, and among them were many prophets, that they're the ones who are mesakin tefila, al haseder in the proper order, Shimon hapakuli my hisdir. What exactly did he contribute? When he came after the time, what did he add to them? So the Gemara says, my hisdir, shachachum v'chazer v'sidrim. So we've seen this Gemara a couple of places already, so in the beginning of Megillah, that this is about Unklus, that they forgot Targum, and Unklus came along and found that here also, that they, yes, the 120 elders were the Seder Tefillah, it was forgotten for some reason, and then came along Shimon HaPakuli, and he refound them and put them in the proper order. So the interesting Rabbeinu Yonah, who says a little bit differently according to what we said. What I just said was pretty much shot at the Gemara. Rabbeinu Yonah said that no, the 120 men were the ones who created the brachas, but there was no set order of the brachas. You could say it any order you wanted. What he added was, he not only did he bring back the forgotten brachas, he also established a proper order that it should be said in. That's what he says. Now, perhaps that might be the reason why they forgot it. Maybe since they didn't memorize a certain order, people just said it whenever they wanted. It became a little bit too crazy, so they ended up forgetting it. So he felt if you place it in a certain order, this comes first, this comes second, might help in people not forgetting. Okay, so that ends our discussion of the order of brachos. Now, the Gemara says, not quite actually. So, the Gemara says, Mikan ve'elach, okay. From here on, from this point on, also the saper b'shivcho shakadosh baruch hu. From this point on, a person cannot, Rashi explained, b'kfiyas bracha, a person cannot create his own bracha. I can't say I'm going to add another bracha to it. We have 18, we really have 19 brachas, I can't add my own 20th bracha. So the Amar Rebbe Elazar, my dichsev, what does the pasuk say? Mi yimal gruas Hashem yashmir kol tilaso. Who's the one who's going to praise, who give all the gruah, describe all the gruah of Hashem? Only person who's able to say kol tilaso, only if you could say all the tilas of Hashem, which of course is impossible. Lemi na lemal gruas Hashem, to who is it pleasant to say, to praise Hashem in all his gruah? Lemi shiachol yashmir kol tilaso, to one who's able to say all his tila. Now, we're not able to say all his tila. So, just so, therefore, what's allowed, the Gemara in Brachos elaborates, only what, in terms of the first Brachos, Kela Gadol HaGibor V'Anora, We can't say more than that. Only what Moshe Rabbeinu allowed us to say is what we're allowed to say. There's once a story in the Gemara where Chazan went up and he started saying, going on and on and on, and he finished. And the Rebbe was like, are you finished? Nothing more to say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's it? You can never, of course, completely describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the only heter that allows us to even enter such a world of praising Hashem, because once you start, you can't stop, is because Moshe Rabbeinu had set forward what brachas, which shvachim you're allowed to say about him. In a similar vein, this too also, the only brachas that we're permitted to say is what the Anshei Knesset Gedola told us we're allowed to say. More than that, we're not doing justice. We don't have that ability. So that's what the Gemara explains. That's the svar here. So Gemara continues and says, Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, someone who says too much, he goes on and on and on describing Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nekam in Olam, such a person is worthy of being uprooted from this world. Shenemar, Pasuk says, that's found in Eov, Hayusupar, very appropriate, the 9 days, one of the permitted limuds on Tisha B'Av is Eov, Hayusupar lo, ki adaber im amar ish ki yivlav. So a person who speaks so much about me, so I will swallow such a person. I will absorb him. So Rashi explains, this is three lines on the top. Hayisupar lo ki adaber, hachi darishleib. This is the drasha. Hayisupar shvacho kulo, ki arba lo divrei shevach. Person who speaks and continues to go on and on about the praise of Hashem. Im amar lo soskein, if he says to do this, to go on and on about me, ki yivlo, I'm going to swallow him up. So that's how we know such a person gets nekar. Now, Darish Rabbi Yehuda Ish Kfar Gvurya, Rabbi Yehuda who came from the village of Gvurya, Armila, others say Ish Kfar Gibor, came from a city called Gibor Chayo. Ma'idich said, what does the Pasuk mean when it says, Lecha Dumiya Tila Sama? Sama is part of the Pasuk, I believe, right? It's a Pasuk that's found in. So it's not part of the Pasuk in Tila. Lecha Dumiya Tila. To you it's similar Tila. Praise is similar to you. What does this mean? Sama Dechula, what's the best medicine? Bishtuka, being quiet is the best thing. That's the best medicine. If you start speaking, go on and on and on about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in particular, then there's no way to stop. So Lashon Dumiya here is Lashon of Dam, by Yidom Aaron, to be silent. Silence is the best refuah.
Why do we assign this
to freedom? It says here, exactly. To you, we know the best tehillah, the best praise, is quiet. Very strange that shtik is the best form of tehillah. But I guess in particular, talking about in terms of shvach, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the best way is being quiet. Ki asa Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came, Ami b'marava, he said that in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, that is, Mila b'sela mishtuka b'trein. So one word cost a sela, and quiet cost two. Meaning, shtika was more valuable than that of speech. Okay, now this ends the discussion of the Seder HaTfilah. The Gemara now goes on to quote the Mishnah, the parak that we saw. Karu al pelo yotze. The Mishnah told us a person who reads by heart the Megillah is not yotze. Minolon. How do we know that it has to be read bichsav, that you have to see the words? So Amar Rava Asya Zechira Zechira. We have a gzer shava. It says Zechira in one place, it's Zechira elsewhere. Ksiv hach, it's written here in Megillah's Esther, Vayamim ha'ela nizkarim. And these days must be remembered. And we already learned that the word Zechira means you're supposed to read the Megillah. And it says, Ksif Hasman, it's written there by Amalek in the Torah, Kasav Zos Zikaron B'Sefer. He's supposed to write this memory in the Sefer, referring to Amalek. Malahalan B'Sefer, just like Amalek is supposed to be written in the Sefer. Afkan B'Sefer, so to hear has to be written in the Sefer. Sigmar wants to know, Umimai Dehai Zechira Kriyahi. How do you know the word Zechira, which means remember, means to recite? Dilma'in Ba'am. Maybe it simply means to look into, to be Ma'ayin, to investigate. Doesn't mean to read. You wouldn't think that, because the Pasuk says, Zachor, Joshua Yachal, believe, when it says Zachor, so Amalek, you're supposed to remember Hashem, Amalek rather, Yachal, believe, one might think, believe, only in your mind are you supposed to remember. Kishu Omer, Lo Tishach, when it says, don't forget, Hare Shichas Halev Amor, that refers to Lo Shishach, that means don't forget. So, Ha Mani Mekayim Zachor, what Zachor mean, Bepet, that's supposed to say Bepet. So, there's a big machlokus here. If you these two drushes here by Amalek, the first drusha sounds like Amalek has to be besefer. In order for you to be kind in the midst of Zechir, so Amalek has to be besefer. That's why Parsha Zachar it's deraiso. Others say no, you're mekayim Zechir Amalek from the second half of this Gemara that bepet dafka bepet. So Minchas Chinuch says that midiraiso all you have to do is recite it ba'peh, the pasukim of Amalek. Reading it besefer is only midirbanon. while other Achronim say that no, in order to be Mekayin the Din D'Oraisa of Zechiras HaMalek, has to dafka be done in B'Sefer. So we're Makbid when it comes to Parsha Zachar to say, of course, B'Sefer, and we're Makbid that everyone has a mind to be Mekayin the Din D'Oraisa Din. There are many of those who will recite every single day after Tefillah the six Zechiras. The Ramban says you're Mekayin six mitzvahs very easily, but reciting them alone. So according to the Ramban, he thinks simply saying the Pesukim, not B'Sefer, is enough to be Mekayin the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah that Karu Targum Lo Yotze, a person who recites the translation of the Megillah is not Yotze. Hechi Dami, what's the case of the Targum? Ilema Dechsiva Mikra Bekarle Targum. If it's written Hebrew and he's reciting the translation, well, Hainu Alpeh. You're not reading what the words say. You're just saying you're explaining the words Baalpeh. Marsis Lo Tzricha Dechsiva Targum Bekarle Targum. It's talking about where it's written. The words are written in Targum, in Aramaic. And you're reciting in Aramaic, it's not Alpeh, but you're simply saying another language, that's a case where you're not going to be Yotze. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Avakorin osa liloazos bilaz, but you can recite to the foreigners in the language that they're familiar with. V'hamers kara b'cholashon lo yatza. What do you mean? The beginning part of the Mishnah said, any language not Yotze, only Hebrew. Now this says, but other languages can be read. Had to be understand the Mishnah. So Rav Ushmuel, Damar Tevaya, both of them, they both agree, Bilaz Yevani, that they're talking about in Greek. Greek is the only language. Any other language, French, Spanish, that can't be read. Greek, that can be read. Hechidami, what's the case we're dealing with when it's written in Greek? Ilem Dichsiva Ashak, about where it's written in Hebrew letters, Vikarla Yevanis, but you're reading it in Greek, Hainu Alpeh, that's basically you reading Baalpeh. You're not reading the words, you're reading Greek, where you're saying Greek. So that can't be the case. Amar Rebbe Acha, Amar Rebbe Elazar, Sheksuva Bilaz Yevanis. No, it's written in Greek, and you're reciting in Greek. So this is right now. Chuliyam agrees that you're Yotze. Right. So Amar Rebbe Acha, Amar Rebbe Elazar, Minayin Shekaru Kadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov Kale, or I'm not sure. In this case, maybe Ale, calling Yaakov Ale. Yeah.
And the machlokas is on the language that you usually speak. Well, that's also another
machlokas. Well, I think it's the Gemara might discuss it later on, but at this point it sounds like the only other language that one can be Yotze is with Yevanis. No other language. Even if you understand Spanish, at this point at least, you're not Yotze that. So now the Gemara wants to know, goes on a side point, just because it's the same person who was talking before, that Rav Acha said the name of Rebbe Elazar, Minayin Shekaru Kadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov El. I'm going to say El because he's calling Yaakov. Yaakov is not a god, so you could say the word El. So how do we know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu referred to Yaakov as El? Shenemar, Vayikra lo El, Elokei Yisrael. That he called him El, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Elokei Yisrael, was calling, referring to Yaakov as El. Ditzakadaitach, Lemizbeach karalei Yaakov El. If you say Yaakov is calling Lemizbeach El, it should say, Vayikra lo Yaakov, Mibaylei. That's what it should have said. Ella, Vayikra lo li Yaakov El. He was calling, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was calling Yaakov, he was giving him a name of El. Umi karu El? Who called him El? El Kesel. That's how we read the Pasuk. He called him Kael, or El. So I'm not sure exactly what we're supposed to get from this. Very strange Gemara. I don't know what it means. Is there any explanation down there what it means that he was called? So I was saying the idea. Oh, that's what's saying that. Since he had that power, that the fact that he's able to be Gozer, Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps it. He's playing the role of God, if you will. That he has a direct line to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What he says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu does. Right. So that has the element of El, which makes sense. We find in many places that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives koch to other gods. Even right. Elohim Acherim, why it's called Elohim? They're not gods, but Kadosh Baruch Hu gives kochos. So here too, also he's giving this koch to Yaakov to be Gozer Gzeros, Mevatlam.
And he says that he's Ba'elyonim Batachtonim. So he's also on the Malachim.
Yaakov Avinu also. Yeah. Okay.
Because whatever he says happens, the Malachim are forced to do what he wants.
Yeah, Yaakov's face was the face that appears on the Kisei HaKavod. There are four faces. There's Yaakov, there's the lion, there's the eagle, and then there is Adam, Nesher, Aryeh. I forgot the fourth one. Okay. So the Gemara says now that basically they ask the following question. Kara Giftis. If you read Giftis, is there an English translation of Giftis?
Coptic.
Is that a language that we know?
It's a... Egyptian Ptolemaic
era type. Okay. So if you read in Giftis, which I guess is some, developed Greek-founded language, Ivris, Ilmis, Madis, and Yavanis. These are different types of languages.
It comes from the old world, Yavani, Egyptus. So Giftis comes from Egyptus.
Egyptus,
It's an old dialect of Mitzri.
And what about, what's Ilmis? Anything on that one? No one knows that one? Okay.
Sfat Ilem.
Sfat Ilem.
I guess for the people who are...
But Elam would be with an Aleph.
Hands, I guess.
Oh, yeah, sign language?
Maybe.
Okay, Elam's with an Aleph, though.
What does it say there, Elam?
From Elam.
Okay, so these different languages, including the languages of Yavanis, the Braisa tells us, Lo Yotze, the person's not Yotze, even Yavanis. We said above that your person is Yotze Yavanis. Gemara says, Holo Damya El Laha. So it's only similar to the following, which another Braisa continues and says, Giftis le giftim, Ivris le ivrim, Ilmis le ilmim, Yivanim, Yivanis le Yivanim, Yatsa. No, you're allowed to read the language to a person who understands that language. No, Greek to a Greek to the Greeks and the Hebrew to the Hebrews, that's permitted. So we see all languages are permitted to those who understand it. So the Gemara asks now, Ihachi, that's the case, Rabu Shmuel, Amai Mokmi le Masis and Balaz Yivanis. Why do they say our Mishnah is permitted when you read it Dafkin Greek? Lokman b'cholaz, it should be permitted in any foreign language that a person understands, it should be able to be read, like the Braisa tells us. Ela masisin kir Braisa. Really, our mission is like the Braisa, which means, to get back to your question, any language is permitted if you understand the language. So you could read Spanish, and others could read French, and you're going to be Yotze. V'chi itmar de Rav Shmuel, so when was Rav Shmuel's statement meant to be said, when they said only Yavanis? Be'alma itmar, in general. So what does that mean in general? Rav Shmuel, Damri Tevayo, Laz Yivani, L'chol Kasher, it's permitted to anybody. So just like we said, Ashuris, Hebrew is permitted to anybody even though you don't understand, so to Greek is permitted to anybody even though we don't understand it. But other languages, only if you understand it, are you Yotze. Morris says, wait a second, you're telling me anybody could listen to a Greek reading of the Megillah and be Yotze? Vokatani, the Braisa tells us that Yivanis, Liyivanim, in L'chulia Milo. The Bible says, Dafka to Greeks are you permitted to read it in Yavanis, but not to anybody else. The Gemara says, no, Inhu, Rav and Shmuel hold like Damar Krashbag, they hold like another Tana. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us that Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Af Svarim Lohitiru Yishich Tavu Ela Yavanis. That they hold that only Svarim is permitted to only, the only other language that it can be written in is in Yavanis, Hebrew and Yavanis. So it sounds like, I guess, even if you don't understand Yavanis, the Sefer Torah can be written, so to Megillah can be written in Yavanis, even though you don't understand. However, other languages must be read in the language that you understand. The Gemara says, why not say V'leimer Halacha Krashbag? Why not simply say that the opinion is like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel? Why are they saying that they hold like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel? Gemara says, because he Amri Halacha Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, if we said straight out that we paskin like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, then Havamina, I would have thought, Hani Mili Shar Svarim, that only by other Svarim, by other Sifrei Torah, do we permit it to be written in Greek. About Megillah, Dechsibba, Kichsavam, Emalo. I would think since Megillah has the word Kichsavam, has to be written dafka the way it was written initially, namely in Hebrew, and Greek wouldn't work. Kamash Malam, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's halacha applies even to Megillah's Esther. And that was the chiddush of saying we hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Okay, now the Mishnah is quoted as saying, Haloaz Shishama Shuris Yata. A foreigner who does not know the language of Hebrew can be Yotze by hearing it in Hebrew. Mar says, well, how is a person Yotze? Isn't part of the mitzvah of understanding what's going on? He doesn't know what's going on. How could he be Yotze? Mar says, this word anashim is not men, it's a blank aleph, referring to nashim, women. So it's no different than women and Am Haaretz, who don't understand what's being read. So Gemara says, so wait a second, that's part of the question, I think. That would be the answer. Okay, that's the answer. Gemara says, Maskifla, Ravina. Ravina asks now, Atu anun ha'chshanim b'nei ramachim yadinim. Wait a second, do we know what the words achshanim b'nei ramachim mean? We don't know those mean, these words that appear in Megillas Esther. So just like we don't know what those words mean, so too, they don't know what the entire Megillah means. What's the difference? Because Ela mitzvahs kriya ufirsim minisa, hachanami mitzvahs kriya ufirsim parsim minisa. The whole idea of Megillah is to just read it, not to understand it. Who says you have to understand it? You have to read it, and you have to be from Farsim the Nais. How you've been Farsim the Nais? By just gathering together and celebrating what we're celebrating, and reciting something that may not be understood. That is a keem of pure Suminisa. So this serves as a raya that when it comes to Tanakh, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah of Tanakh is really the mitzvah of Kriya. The mitzvah of Torah Shebaal Peh is the mitzvah of Yediya. So, yes, obviously they both help. Understanding the Tanakh when you read it also helps. And reciting Baal Peh, Torah Shebaal Peh also helps. But the Iker form of Talmud Torah when it comes to Tanakh is the Kriya. Even though you don't understand Kriya. But you, person just reading Psukim, you know, I once gave a shmuz in yeshiva about a person spending time in the base medrash, and a person once asked, so what do I do if I don't learn well? So simply being in the base medrash and learning chumash, reciting the words without understanding, reading through Tanakh, the Kriya alone is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even though a person may not understand. Okay. Says the Gemara now, Karu Seirugin Yatsa. So Mishnah told us a person reads Seirugin, which the Rashi told us means very choppy. You read, you pause, you read, you pause, you read, you pause, it's Yatsa. The Gemara says, Lohavi Adina and Rabbanon my Seirugin. Initially, the Chachamim didn't know what the word Seirugin meant. This Gemara appears also in the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah, you might remember. The Gemara says, Shamal la'amasa, the Bei Rebbe. They heard that the maidservant of the house of Rebbe, the Ka'amra Leila Rabbanon, she's once remarked to the Chachamim, that the Ailu Paski Paski that come in and out of the house of the Bei Rebbe. So she said to them, Ad masa atem nichnasim serugin serugin, until when will you guys stop coming in and out, in and out? If it's very choppy, either to come together or stop coming, just give it a break. So they learned from here that the word serugin means stopping and going, stopping and going. So Gemara says, Lahavi other rabbanan. Gemara goes on the number of other cases where the Chacham didn't know what a word meant, and the maidservant of Rebbe had taught them through something she had said. So, Lahavi Yadir Rabbanan didn't know, Mai Chalu Glogas. What does the word Chalu Glogas mean? So, this is a pasuk that appears, it's not a pasuk rather, it's something that appears in the Chazal. So, let's see. I think it's a pasuk also, maybe. Shvius? Oh, one of the things that the Kohen Gadol can't have in Yom Kippur, every Yom Kippur? Of Shvius?
Yeah, I was saying that beer, that was something.
One of the things you get.
Uh-huh.
So let's see, it says in Rashi, Chaluglogos min yeriku, it's a type of vegetable. Vishinim bekama makomos, a number of places this is taught. Vishinim bebraisa. Now, some of the places are, as Adam says, the Shvius, the Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, and Yuma Yidchas and Beis. So both, it comes up in both places. What, in terms of beer, what you, the time of burning, and Yom Kippur, I think it's referring to there, where the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So what is this? What does it mean? What can you not have, and what is the halachas by Shvius? So one time, Shamuel la'amasa de Bei Rebbe, they heard that the maidservant of Rebbe, Damr le, lahu gavr d'havu kamavader parbechini, person was doing something. What's the exact... Is it an English translation of
parbechini?
Purslang. Do we know what that means? What that refers to? So they were. He saw some guy who was. I thought maybe it was something you could buy in the grocery, that maybe you knew of, but I guess not. So some type of vegetable, purslane, that they would. They were spreading. Okay. Okay.
Some purslane. We'll see what they bring.
Okay. So Admasai Atamifazer Chalu. Until when will you stop spreading, dispersing your purslane? Okay, so that's what a chulvech is. Okay, personally. So the Havi Yad the Rabban and my salsala, it's Ramamcha, they didn't know what the But the explanation of this pasuk meant, pasuk that's found in Mishle, Salasilacha v'tiramamcha. Shema la'amasa de be'rebi, tavas amra lahu gavra dehava mvathech mimazia. Person was cutting his hair. And Amrile, she says, admasa atam salasilacha v'sharecha. So she, that was always part of her statement. She always had the words admasa, admasa. She always said admasa. Until when will you stop combing your hair or cutting your hair, fixing your hair? So they realized that the word salasilacha means to fix a person's hair. And they didn't know what the pasuk meant. And throw to Hashem Yehavcha. What does Yehavcha mean? So Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, the Zimna Chada is a different story. We're not learning this halacha from her maidservant, but from somebody else. We learn it from. So one time, I was once walking along the way with a certain Arab. They called Darina Tuna, and he was what was he doing? He was pulling up water. Okay, Vamalin. He says to me, "Shakul Yavicha v'shade agmalei, take your yahavcha and throw it on my camel." So we see here, shade yahavcha means a load, a burden. Lahavia derabanan my v'tateesa b'matata hishmid. This is a pasuk that's found in Yeshaya. What does this pasuk mean? The lashon of tateesa. Shasham la'masa, going back to the maidservant of the Bei Rabbi, tavas amr l'chaverta. She said to her friend. Finally, she doesn't say admasai. Shikulo tatisa tatata beisa. Take the broom and start sweeping the house. So that's what the word means. It means a broom or a sweep. So finally, got all pshatim from here. That this, actually, the Gemara always reminds me of the mission in Avos. It tells us, Ezu chacham alomin mikol adam. Who's a chacham? A person learns from every single person. So you see from here, they're learning from non-Jews all the time what pshatim psukim are, what pshatim mishals are. So that's pshat. You're supposed to learn from everybody. So the Gemara says, Taner Banam. Karu Seirugin, when a person reads Seirugin, Yatza. A person's Yatza, if he reads and stops and reads and stops, he's Yotze. If a person, however, reads Seirusin, Lo Yatza. Reads, Rashi tells us Seirusin, Mafreya, you read out of order, you read this parak and then the other parak, you read the fifth parak and then the third parak and the sixth parak and the first parak, then you're not Yotze. Rabbi Muna, Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Af Biseirugin, Imsha Kadeh Ligimor Eskula Chozel Rosh. So the Seirugin is not permitted in every case. You can't just pause and read a parak in the morning and then come back in the evening and read the rest of it. You cannot interrupt between them as the time it takes to finish the whole Megillah. So let's say, for example, it takes 30 minutes to read the Megillah. You cannot take a pause that takes 30 minutes long. So Gemara says, Amar of Yosef Halacha ki Rabbi Muna, we pass like Rabbi Muna, Sh'amar Mishim Rabbi Huda, that you can't take such a long pause. So Amar Le Abai wants to clarify. Rabbi Yosef, how long a pause do we permit? Is it from the point where he is now until the end? So let's say he's in the ninth parak, so only 5 minutes, that's the amount of time it takes to finish the rest of it, and he can't pause for those 5 minutes for the rest of it. So as you go through the Megillah, the amount of hefsek that's permitted goes less and less, depending how much left you have to read. Oh, perhaps Dilma, Mireish L'Seifa, no, from the beginning to the end, 30 minutes, let's say, for example, you can never take a 30-minute break. Even at the end of the Megillah, you can never take a 30-minute break. The Gemara says, Amar Le Mireish L'Seifa, it's referring to from the beginning to the end, 30 minutes, no matter where you find yourself in the Megillah. Dim Kain, because if that's not the case, then the shir is always changing. Person has to always calculate, well, how much longer do I have left? Let me figure this out, let me figure that out. And it gets very confusing. Chum always liked it when there's a set shir across the board. So what's the halacha? So Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Bar Abba, Amar Rav, halacha, Rabbi Muna, we pass like Rabbi Muna, that the person cannot take any breaks, a long break rather. Ushmul Amar, ain halacha, Rabbi Muna, and halachim, which I guess would mean that you could take as long as the break you wanted. That was trying to imply. Yeah, I guess so. Okay. And that seems to be the halacha, based on the notation of the ain mishpat, the Ramam Salach and the Shulchan Aruch, that seems to be. A person could read Perek Aleph in the morning, 2 hours later, read Perek Beis, and 2 hours later, read Perek Gimel, and so on. So, I'm not sure why a person would want to do that, but a person wants. I don't know how it goes in terms of the hefsek of the bracha. The surah, Masa Hachi, that's how they learned in surah. However, in Bimpumpadisa, Masa Hachi, they learned a little bit different. Amarav Kana, Amarav Halacha Krebi Muna, we pass like Rebbe Muna, Ushmu Amar Ha'en Halacha Krebi Muna, pretty much the same. Rabbi Masa Ipcha, he taught the opposite, that really Rav Amar ain't halacha Rabbi Muna. He was the one who said we don't follow that way. However, Ushmu Amar halacha Rabbi Muna, we do follow the opinion of Rabbi Muna. So Amar Rav Yosef says, Nakat Dira Bibi Biadcha, hold Rabbi Bibi in your hand, the Shmuel who dechais lechuda, because Shmuel is the one in general who always is concerned for the Das Yachid. That's how you're going to remember that Shmuel is the one who says, we do hold like Rabbi Muna, because Rabbi Muna is a Das Yachid, that he says, you cannot wait so long. So how do we remember that Shmuel is the one who holds like Rabbi Muna? Because elsewhere Shmuel follows like a Das Yachid. Where do we see elsewhere that Shmuel follows like a Das Yachid? The Tanah and the Mishnah in Yevamos, getting us ready, in less than 2 months, I think, maybe around 2 months, we'll be getting up to Yevamos. The Mishnah tells us, Shemeres Yavam, Shekidesh Achiv Es Achoso. So what's a Shemeres Yavam? So a woman is married to a man, and we're running out of time, so married to a man, and her husband dies, they have no children. So she's waiting for her brother-in-law to perform Yibam. So in the interim, she's called a Shemeres Yavam. She's basically waiting for her Yavam. Now, before that happens, before her brother-in-law performs Yibam, Shekidesh Achiv, his brother, which is her brother-in-law, marries Achosa, the Shomeres Yavam's sister. So her brother-in-law marries her sister. Exactly, she's done. So Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Bzeir Amru, Omrim Lo Hemtein Ad Shiasa Achecha, Hagoda Maisa. So if that happens, we tell the brother, wait to marry this her sister until your older brother either performs Yibum or he does Chalitza. So Amr Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Yehuda Ben Misera, Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yehuda, who's a Das Yachid. Hopefully a little bit of flavor of what Yevamos is like. Right, again, confusing between the brother-in-law, the sister-in-law. So either way, Shmuel follows a Das Yachid. So too in our case, Shmuel follows a Das Yachid. Namely, he says Halach is like Rabbi Muna, that you cannot wait as long as 30 minutes. At the end of the day, it seems that we paskin that one could wait as long as he wants between Psukim and Megillas Esther. Tanur Rabbanan and the Brisa tells us, Hishmiya.
I'm sorry, so the case is that there were two brothers, and Shabaras Yibam, and then the guy who was in line to marry her to the Yibum, he married her sister.
No, I think his brother married his sister. The oldest.
There were three brothers.
Right, Reuven died.
There were three brothers.
Right, so Reuven died. So now Shimon is the next one in line. He's the Achiv Gedolah.
So Shimon went ahead and married
his
sister.
Shimon was supposed to. He was the Yavam.
Yeah.
And the widow is the Shomer Yavam.
Okay.
Comes along Levi, the youngest brother, and marries the sister of Rachel. Marries Leah.
What effect does it have?
Because you're not allowed to. It affects...
two brothers can marry the sister?
No, but...
Not for Yibum stuff.
Then the sisters, theoretically, if he dies now, the sisters would have to marry the same man. One would be...
Only if he dies, but we hold that we don't do takanas for something else.
But I think if any, all the brothers are roy to be yavam. But I think all the brothers are roy to be a yavam.
Uh-huh.
If any of them cannot because he married the sister, then the other one also. I think
so
that's.
They're telling him wait till the one who's marrying her sister makes chalitza
or yavam, and then you can't marry right. Okay. Well, you can marry it, but exactly you can still marry. Right, that's exactly what Rashi says. Each one has this kind of Zika Zibam. And they're all ushered to marry the sister. Okay, so that Rashi explains part of this. Let's read through the Rashi, and why not? Rashi says, this is two narrow lines down, Ad Shiyasa Achicha Hagadol B'maisa. Wait until your older brother either does, says Rashi, Bivamaso. O Lachlots, O Liavam. He does one of the two. Aval. But as long as the Yavama, the widow, is in front of all them, Lachlots, the Yavam, Harehi Lachalechad Kisho Ayudezi Kazibam. She's like a wife to all the brothers, even to the younger brother. Even Levi is also to marry the younger sister of Rachel. There's Zika, which is the concept means like force. There's this magnet between the widow and all the brothers. So it's Issa to marry the sister. So you want to marry her younger sister, wait till someone performs Yibum or Chalitza, and then you're allowed to. Pliger, Rabban, or Leather, Rabban arguing Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera, and they say, Vamri, Hoil v'shnei achim hein, since they're two brothers, ein zikasam yuchadesh liyos mutelas alechem hein, liyos kisho. It doesn't apply to every single one, according to Rabban. U'muter b'achoso, you can marry a sister. Levi's not Zaka, because Levi is completely separate from this widow, his sister-in-law, and has the right to marry her younger sister. The machlokes is whether Zika applies to all the brothers or only to the oldest brother.
Online.
Right. Okay. Mar now, middle of the page, says Tanur Rabbanan, Hishmit ba hakore pasuk echad, lo yomar ekras kula. Person, let's say, skips a pasuk. So he shouldn't say, okay, I'll read the whole...
Did we skip?
Did I skip? I skipped, yes. Tanarban, Hishmit Basofer Osios. The Sofer misses letters. He skips some of the letters. Oh, Psukim, or entire Pasuk is missing in the Megillah. The Karin, and this, by the way, happens all the time, because when a Sofer is becoming a Sofer, the first thing he tries out is Megillah's Esther, because there's no Shem Hashem in it. So nothing wrong could happen with it. So you write letters, and it's no big deal, as opposed to having to put a Geniza. So oftentimes you find the Megillah I have is terrible. Ton of mistakes in it, because they just, anyone does it, and they sell it to you, and that's it. It's awful. Tons of mistakes, but it doesn't have to be complete. So you have it missing letters, or it's missing psukim. The Karin HaKari, the Baal Kari reads it. Kimiturgumam, Hamitargum Yatza. He reads it like by heart, basically. The words that are missing, the psukim that are missing, he just reads it by heart. Just like a Miturgumam were to read it, you know, when reading in the... I think it's referring to Miturgumam in general. That when they used to have the Kriyas HaTorah, the Targum would say the translation Baal Peh. It wasn't written in the Torah. He would say Baal Peh. So to hear also, he'd say those particular words in Psukim Baal Peh. Asks the Gemara, Mesive, are you Baosios Mitushtashos? If there's certain letters that are smudged out, Mukuros, or ripped, Im Rishuman Nika Ksheira Vim La Psula. If you can still recognize the basic outlining of the Psukim, of the letters, then you're able to. And if not, you can't. So above we said, if it's entirely erased, there's no Rishumas Nicker, you could read it, even though it's missing. But this Bryce says only if the Rishuman is Nicker. So do you have to have the Rishuman Nicker, or do you not have to have the Rishuman Nicker for it to be Yotze? So says the Gemara, Lokasha, Habakula Habimiksasa. If the entire Megillah is erased and completely smudged out, then it's only good Megillah if you could see the Rishuman, the etched out letters, somehow behind the smudges. If only part of the Megillah is missing, it's okay if it's completely wiped out. Even though there's no Rishuman Nicker, then it's permitted as well. Tanur Rabbanon, Hishmit Baal Kori Pasuk Echad. If the Baal Kori misses a Pasuk accidentally, Lo Yomar, he shouldn't say Ekras Kula. I'll read the rest of the Megillah's Esther. V'chakar Ekra also a Pasuk. I'll come back and read the Pasuk that I missed all the way at the end. He shouldn't do that. We saw above, because reading out of order does not work. Ella, Kori Me'osu Pasuk Ve'elach. He has to go back to that Pasuk, say it, and continue reading the rest of it with it. Nichnas the Beis HaKnesses, a person enters into shul, umatza tzibur shekaru chetzia. It turns out that the shul already read the first half of the Megillah. So lo yomar, a person shouldn't say, ekra chetzia imat tzibur. I'll read half, the second half, with the tzibur now. V'achakach ekra chetzia, and the rest I read on my own, out of order. I read the first five prakim afterwards. Ela, person should not do all of that. Ela kori also mitchilasa atzof. A person has to read from the beginning to the end. You're on your own in this case. Misnamnim yotze. Yotze, his reading of Megillah. So Gemara says, Heichi dami misnamnim. What is the definition? What is misnamnim? This Gemara appears a few places of Shas. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi nim velo nim. He's awake, but he's not really awake. Tir velo tir. He's kind of sleeping, but not really sleeping. So other way around. Nim means sleeping. Was it yesterday we saw this? You have a good memory. If it feels like it was yesterday. Tiny Jews based on Aleph.
I
just
did the Hanet, so I
thought
that
I was Nim. You are. So you're Yosef, yes. So that was certainly you yesterday.
Yeah, it was in the Mishnah.
Right. Okay. I says Tiny Jews based when the Gemara explained it, but that's pretty, if it's like, it was like yesterday, that's pretty impressive.
All this Nima Torah is in front of
me. Right. So, the Gemara, tomorrow is going to talk about that, how in front of the different Amoram, the certain Pesukim, we're not made, this, yeah, the Gemara here, actually, yeah. So we'll see that. So Gemara, so what does it mean again? So Nim v'lo Nim, the guy's sleeping, but not really sleeping, and near Tir v'lo Tir, he's awake, but not really awake. The Kari Lev Ani, you ask him a question, he's able to answer you. V'lo Yadol Ature Svar, but he can't explain the Svar, the logic behind it. V'chi Midachar Le Midachar, in the morning, he'll remember, after he wakes up, he'll remember the whole incident. You know, sometimes, not that I know of these things, but you wake someone up in the middle of the night in the camp, you do a prank, sometimes they'll wake up in the morning, we won't remember what's going on, they're in such a heavy sleep. We're talking about a case where a person's not in heavy sleep, he'll remember everything that takes place, but he's a little bit out of it to really give a glat svara. Okay, now the Mordechai has a distinction. The Mordechai writes that this is only true in Misnamnim if he's the one actually reading the Sefer Torah, the Megillah. If you're the guy listening, trying to listen to it, and you're Misnamnim, he thinks you're not going to be Yotze. It's certainly tough. I have a friend who told me he once pulled a couple of all-nighters in a row working, and he was davening for the Almond Friday night. Figured it's the best way for me to stay up. And he's davening. Next thing he notices, people are starting waking him up. shaking. He was out. Apparently, he just fell asleep at the omen. So it's not an easy thing to do, but it happened to him. I think they say, someone said that if someone's falling asleep during a shir, Rebbe used to make them stand up because only horses fall asleep standing up. And I'm not sure if that's true or not. That was what the Rebbe used to say.
It's true that horses sleep standing up.
Yeah, are they the only...
I'm not saying
that.
The only animal.
What a cow. Cows? I mean, can't you make cows crouch down? You can't flip, I know you can't flip them over, but they crouch down maybe, I don't know. Okay. Maybe it is true. So, anyways, the Gemara now says, continuing in explaining the Mishnah, had said, "Hayod kosvo dorsha magia im kivin libo yata." The person was busy writing a Megillah, or he was darshaning the Megillah, or he was fixing the Megillah. If he had mekavana to be yotze the mitzvah kriyas Megillah, he's going to be yotze. Gemara wants to say, "Hey, what's the case where the person's either writing the Sefer Torah that he could be yotze?" Either come aside the Pesuka, if he's reciting Pasuk Baal Peh, says Rashi, Vahibi Me'ach HaShverosh, he says to himself and then starts writing it down. And he goes Pasuk by Pasuk, reciting it Baal Peh and then writing it down. Even if he has Kavan to be Yotze, it's not going to be good because he's saying it Al Peh. And the Mishnah already told us Al Peh doesn't work. So it can't be where he's reciting the Pesuk in Baal Peh. Ella, the Kasa Pesuka by Pesuka Vakarle. It must be where he writes the first Pasuk, Vahibi Me'ach HaShverosh, and so on. And then he says it, Vahibi Me'ach HaShverosh. The Gemara says that's not going to work either. Miyata, does that work? V'ha, Amar Rebbe Chalba, Amar Rebbe Chama, Bar Gurya, Amar Rebbe Rav, Halacha Kidrei HaOmer, Kula. We follow the opinion that a person has to recite the entire Megillah. It's a Mishnah that comes up tomorrow's daf. You have to recite the entire Megillah. V'afil Amad Amar, even according to the opinion, Miish Yehudi, that you only have to recite the Pesukim from Ish Yehudi and on. Everybody agrees, however, that's in terms of reciting and reading it. But everybody agrees, Shricha should take Miksuva Kula, but the whole thing has to be written. No one says that you only have to write from Ish Yehudi, you only have to recite and say it from Ish Yehudi. But everyone agrees it has to be written. So if I'm writing Pasuk by Pasuk and then reading it afterwards, the entire Megillah is not in front of me. I'm not going to be Yotze. So again, what's the case where if a person's writing the Megillah, he could be Yotze if he has Kavana? Ella, Dimancha Megillah Kamei Vikarle Mine Psuka Pasuka Vikasivle. It's talking about where he has a full Megillah in front of him on the side. He recites a Pasuk, and then writes a Pasuk. So when he's reading the Pesukim, it's coming from a full Megillah. So that's the case if he has Kavanah, not only to write the words, but he also has Kavanah to be Yotze, Mikra Megillah. This all takes place, of course, in Purim. So then he would be Yotze. Gemara says, Lema suggests that this idea, that the Megillah is standing in front of him, that he's writing from the ready, complete Megillah, this seems to support the opinion of Rabba Bar Barchana. Dama Rabba Bar Barchana, Rabbi Yochanan, also lichtov osachas shalom neksav. It is aser to write even one letter without looking at a ksav of a full written Torah or a full written Megillah. You can't say Baal Peh. So here too also, why is the Mishnah talking about a case where he's Yotze? We said the only case a person could be Yotze when he's writing the Megillah is if there's another Megillah in front of him that's complete. So it must be that our Mishnah holds that you always have to have a Megillah in front of you that you're writing from. At this part in the Gemara, it sounds that way. The Gemara says, Dilma Disramile Asume. Whoever said that has to be the case. It might be the guy happened to be using a Megillah to write, to copy from. But you don't have to do it that way. It's not a proof for Rabbi Barchana. Just if a person does choose to do it that way, he can be Yotze if he has in mind to be Kavana, to be Yotze the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Gemara now re-quotes the statement of Gufa, Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Rabbi Yochanan, also lichtov osachas shlom nekasav. Person may not write any pasuk, any letter even, without seeing it in a already written Sefer Torah. Maisi Vedic Gemara asks Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Maisa Rabbi Meir, there is once a story about Rabbi Meir. Shehalach la'aber shana ba'asya. He went to Aber the Shana in Asya. The place Asya appears a couple of places in Shas also. This particular story happens a few places. Apparently the Masorah Shas doesn't bring this, but I think the first Tosfos in Gittin talks about this. But Asya, whether it's part of Eretz Yisrael or outside Eretz Yisrael, ring a bell to anybody? Okay, I think so. I think the Gemara Sanhedrin also mentions this. Where's the Gideon Ashas? Looks like Gemara Yivamos and says, okay. Either way, so one time he was going to be Ma'abr the Shana into a place called Asya. L'haya Sham Megillah. He didn't have a Megillah. It was, remember, they didn't have set calendars back then. It went based on the year. So it was Adar, where they looked to see whether they had to make us Adar Sheni. So apparently Adar, on Yudal Adar, Purim, said, now we have to be Aber the Shana. I see it's the spring. It's really going to get late this year. We need to push our Pesach. So Dafka and Purim happened to be. He was heading to Asya. They didn't have a Megillah in Asya. Very strange that they didn't have one there. So Kosva, Milibo, he wrote it Baal Peh. The Kara, and he read it. How could you read it Baal Peh? Doesn't Rabbi Bar Chana say that you can't write it Shlomo Ksav? So it seems to be a kasha to Rabbi Bar Chana. Rabbi Bar Chana was an Amora. He can argue in Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir wrote it by heart. So too Rabbi Bar Chana should hold that it's permitted to write Baal Peh. Says Rabbi Bohu, Shiny Rabbi Meir de Mekayim Bey, Bafafecha Yashu Negdecha. Rabbi Meir was different. He was unique. What does the pasuk literally mean? Afafecha Yashu Negdecha? That the eyelashes were in front of you. So it's a reference to the Torah. It must have had a photographic memory or something. Yet things were so clear, his mamish like in front of him. So Rabbi Meir, who had a photographic memory, he was able to write it Baal Peh. But a regular person, even a big Talmud Chacham, couldn't write it Baal Peh unless he had a photographic memory. I don't know if that's true. That's how I understand it, to be a photographic memory. Explaining now in the Gemara. So Amar Lei Rami Bar Chama, the Rabbi Yirmiyah, he says to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Midifti, my vafapecha yashu negdecha. What does it mean that your eyelashes were in front of you? Amar Lo, Elu Divrei Torah, that refers to the Torah. Dechsibuhu, the Pasuk says, Hisayif Einecha Bo, Ve'enenu, that Ve'efilu Hachi, Miyashun Hein Eitzah Rabbi Meir. So a person who has this Pasuk prove that's referring to Torah here. That's what Rashi says. If you close your eyes from it, you put your eyelashes, shut your eyelashes, and you close it, and it's not there anymore. It's done. However, for Rabbi Meir, for him, it wasn't the case. He must have had a photographic memory, but even when he closed his eyes, it was always there in front of him. The words were always there. So for him, he was able to write a Baal Peh. Anybody else wouldn't be able to. Now, Rav Chista Asher Chal Rav Chanano. One time, Rav Chista found Rav Chanano. To have a Kosovo Sfarm. He was writing Sfarm, Sefer Kodesh. Shlomo Neksav, not from another written Sefer Torah, Baal Peh. Amar Lei, Ruya Ka Torah Kula, Nikotav Alpicha. You're right, every Sefer Torah should be written by you. Since you know everything Baal Peh, you're not going to make any mistakes. However, Ela Kach Amru Chacham, the Chacham said that Asa Lichtov Os Achas, Shlomo Neksav, they made a Gzera, the person may not write any, even a letter, without looking in a Ksav. Midzikamar Ka Torah Kula, Ruya Shetichotav Alpicha, Michal Mishon Hen Etzlo. So the fact that he says that every Torah should be written by you, Rav Chananel, that seems to imply that for Rabbi Chananel, he had this photographic memory. Yet still we said he shouldn't write it. V'har Rabbi Meir Kosov, but didn't Rabbi Meir write it? Rabbi Meir also had this photographic memory, but he did write it, so he wasn't listening to this Gzeira. Where it says Shas HaTachach Shani, it was different. It was Shas HaTachach. He was in a place called Asya. There was no Megillah to transcribe from, so therefore he had to write it Baal Peh. Normally speaking, Rabbi Meir wouldn't have done this either. It was just because of the Shas HaTachach. Abai Shara L'Debei Ma Bar Chavo. Abai permitted the house of Bar Chavo, which Rashi explains Bar Chavo refers to a place that they would sell tefillin factory. L'michtav tefillin mezuzos Shalom Neksav. He permitted them to write these parshios Shalom Neksav, which are, of course, easier parshios. They're only tefillin to four parshios. Mezuzah only two parshios. Easy things to... We could do mezuzah. We know these things Baal Peh. So since they were so versed in it, he permitted them to write them Baal Peh. Kiman, who does this hold like? Ki hai Tana, like the following Tana. The Tani, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yirmi, rather, Omer, Mishum Rabbeinu, in the name of Rabbeinu, Tfilin u Mezuzos Nichtavos Shalom Neksav. You could write them without looking into another Ksav. Furthermore, another halacha, Vein Tzichas Tzirta. They don't require Tzirta. What's Tzirta? Tzirta it is, if you ever look in a Mezuzah, you find these straight lines going across every single line. And the Sefer Torah also has them. So the halacha is, according to at least Rabbi Yirmiyah, that they do not require sirta. We don't pasken this way. Hilch, so what's the halacha? Tefillin ein tzrichan sirta, mezuzah tzrichan sirta. Tefillin does not require it, but mezuzahs do require sirta. There is a big discussion.
Is one of the requirements for
mezuzah in particular, but Sefer Torah also, but it's a big machlokas, what the purpose is. Some say sirta is to make sure that lines are kept straight. When you write the ksav, it's straight. Others say it's part of the tzur of the klaf. So what's the nafkamina? It says a piska tshuva, maybe Rabbi Kiviger, I don't remember, maybe both, that what if initially when the mezuzah was written, it had the sirtut, but after time it wore out. So it was no longer there. So as long as it was there in the beginning, it was written straight.
Right.
But if it wore out, it's part of the tzura, then it's possible. So I once had this shaila, I was checking my mezuzahs a number of years ago, and I didn't see any sirtut on mine. But the lines were straight. So I took the Rav Shechter, and he didn't seem to him as if there's any remnants of it. But he said, so again, even though there's an opinion that says as long as it's written straight, we try to mock with that it should always have sirtut on it, even after the fact. Some ask the question, what if it didn't have sirtut in the beginning, but it put sirtut in afterwards? Let's say it was written straight without the sirtut. Others say, what about, can I use some things in place of sirtut? Could I make dotted lines instead of straight lines? Same machlokas. If it's about a din tzura, only lines work. If it's about keeping straight lines, so dotted straight lines will work also. So a lot of nafkaminas depend on how you understand the nature of sirtut.
So your tefillin that didn't have the sirtut, did he say that the sofer could just put them in? Or did you?
It was actually a mezuzah. It was a mezuzah, but he said best not to use it. Turns out all my mezuzahs were puzzle anyways. I took them to the sofer. But
so tefillin don't need sirtut.
Tefillin do not need sirtut, correct.
And what's the...
My tefillin were also, as another, my tefillin were also possible, by the way. I had to put my tefillin cloth in. I got to actually, when they went to Sofer, I got to put my cloth inside. He let me put them in each house. It was interesting.
What is the
makor
for...
There's not a source in the Pasuk. Gemara and Gittin talks about it in Davav. Must be a halach mosh mesina, I guess, like many of the halachas of tefillin and mezuzah. Let's get to the last line here. Now, the Edi, both tefillin and mezuzahs, both of them, nechtavos shlomen ha-ksav, both may be written without ksav. My time migres garsinam, because people know them well, people know them by heart. They're simple, they're small parashios, and therefore you're allowed to. Now, this gemara is very important because this whole halacha of dvarim shevichsav yeter liyomim baal peh, you can't recite psukim baal peh, but based on the gemara here, that if you know them by heart, everybody knows them, then you're allowed to. The Shulchan Aruch, therefore paskins, you could say Shema Baal Peh, you could say Karban Tamar Baal Peh. Since everybody knows these, you could say them Baal Peh. But if people do not know, then you're not allowed to.